This episode of the Fully Geek Pod is sponsored by Tropical Box. Shop the freshest tropical fruits from around the world at www.tropicalbox.co.uk. And to get your 10% discount, enter Fully Geeked at the checkout. The Fully Geeked.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome everybody to episode 202 of the Fully Geek Pod. You got myself, Nate, inside. Who else we got on the team today?
Richard Maximus.
Merv here.
Marley Ma.
Cheers. And man, like, Kel sends his apologies. He has got childcare. As you know, we are real people. So real people have real things. But man, them, how's it been going? How's the weekend? I know the weather ain't been great, but how have you, man, been?
Yeah, not bad, man. Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Can't complain.
Yeah, not going to lie. It's me not being at work. While I think it's amazing, it's making me feel hella lazy, bro. I ain't going to lie, bro.
You deserve it.
Yeah, I know. But you know, like, I don't want to deserve it too much. You know what I mean? Like, this staying in my bed till whenever, it's a lot for me, bro. I'm not used to it.
I can sort of improvise because family's all, like, gone on holiday. And you know, them ones like, yeah, I got a free house. I'm like, I'm proper lonely, bro, and I'm scared as well, bro. Like, I watched a couple of horrors over the week, and I thought, why did I do this? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you know, I don't do that thing. That's not my genre.
What's up, Nate? So, following the pay rise, what are you saying?
Well, it seemed like the strikes worked. The strikes worked.
Done its job without a doubt.
To be honest though, like, we also had another, like, there was another vote that happened last week. I forgot to vote. But what it was whether we could accept the pay rise, yeah, or continue the strikes. But the problem was everyone wanted to continue the strikes because we didn't know where the money was coming from. Like, where the schools were going to get the money from.
What do you mean you don't know where it's coming from?
As in, the government have said that they're going to set out.
I assumed it would have come from the government.
Nah. So government are doing like 3%. Oh. And then the other 3.5% the school has to find. I think they've got money set aside for this year to be able to do it, or the next 2 years. But after that, it's like, where does the money come from? Because if it comes from taking stuff from the kids, then people will rather not.
Yeah.
I said to myself, you know what? It's not a responsibility, is it? You know, like, I can't be trying to, like, argue for the money and then having to argue for where the money comes from, innit?
It comes from private investors like Tony Stark, you know, Bruce Wayne, all that, man.
All of that, bro. So in that sense, I just said, you know what? It's cool, innit? We'll accept it. But to be honest, most of it gets eaten in tax, so it's not even like, so I mean, it is what it is, isn't it?
But apparently, it doesn't apply to sixth form teachers. Is that right?
No, it's teaching on main pay scales. So if you work in a proper school, like a school, not college. Mm-hmm. College, they're on a different, they're not under teachers' paying conditions.
Even, so for example, just talking about St. Angela's, right? So it's a school in East London.
Yeah.
Hold on, why didn't you mention St. Bond's, man? I'm right, sitting right here.
Okay.
So no, I think, you know, because St. Angela's got a sixth form.
It is St. Angela's, right?
Yeah, it's a sixth form. I know what you was getting.
St. Mullivan.
Right, but so how are they classed? Is that classed as a school or is that a college?
So if you're a sixth form that's potentially attached to a school, you're still under school conditions.
Oh, okay.
So you kind of get you still get the Burgundy Book. So this what's called the Burgundy Book, which is like teachers' paying conditions.
Okay, so fundamentally, it's all about once the full breakaway. When you go into a whole different...
Yeah, it's like colleges, FE colleges, they're not. FE colleges are on a separate, whole separate contract.
I'll see. Okay, cool. That makes sense now.
Yeah. Obviously, I don't do the teaching for the pay rise, guys.
Of course not.
Yeah. But it was for the kids, but also it was a whole public sector. They gave the whole public sector a pay rise. So it wasn't like that, you know what I mean? Like, they gave it to police officers, they gave it to nurses, all that kind of stuff. But obviously, the cost of living crisis that we're going through, the money gets swallowed up anyway. So if one hand we give you, with the other two hands we take it back, and more. So,
do you really be bound?
Like, I mean, and obviously we don't start the point like that, but you know, like when you're seeing like British Gas and all them thing there, they're making £1 billion profit and all them foolishness. Like, what are we doing?
It's ridiculous.
Why is my gas and my electricity gone up to the price, the random price has gone up to now, but you're making over £1 billion in profit? Come, man.
Woolworths earning £720 million a year as well.
Yeah, bruv. That's what I'm saying. It's all mad. Like, it's all mad in reality. Like, the world has gone mad, bruv, to be fair. Like, I just feel like, I was listening to Chucky the other day on the podcast, and he was saying, like, for us, if we really want to make a difference or make a change, every man's just got to stop paying the gas and electricity. But it's not going to be, it can't be a select few. It has to be everybody.
Everybody.
Like, everybody has to agree. But I know there's going to be a couple of men that, you know, like, on the slide, yeah. That direct debit's got through. That all them standing orders are through. We're standing out there just looking wrong, innit?
They're going to be like, oh, no, I'm just going to pay it for the rest of the year. And I'll protest, like.
But yeah, no. So definitely, I saw a lot of families were very happy that the teachers are no longer on strike. So, yeah. Because this year, I'm not going to lie, was a bit of a madness.
I mean, it's officially 8 days that you striked, right?
Yeah.
8 days. I think that's the most that's ever happened before.
Yeah, especially for a long time. Not since I've been teaching. And I've been teaching a couple years.
But can I say the couple?
Yeah, let's keep it like that. The couple, bro. All right, good, man. That's good. I'm glad all of you are right. Guys, we've had a few things happen over the weekend. I hope some of you did watch what I would call probably built up to be one of the fights of the year. We had Errol Spence versus Terence Crawford. And this was... All right. I know, Merv, you're in boxing, so I'm not going to say you're not into boxing. You are into boxing. But I know, like, for example, this weekend we've got the AJ fight. So this Saturday is AJ versus...
Is it this weekend?
Yeah, bro. Is it this weekend? Was it next week? No, was it 2 weeks' time? Sorry, you know what? I could be chatting shit. It might be 2 weeks' time.
Okay.
I think it's a weekend. I'm not here, so I think it's in 2 weeks' time. Okay, but I know it's coming up. Yes, because my boy is getting away this weekend. And when he comes back, he's going to watch it. I think it's the weekend of the 13th. That weekend. 13th, yeah. Sorry, my bad. So we've got that fight coming up. And I know you'll watch that because that's the two heavyweights. And do you know what I mean? Although, I personally want AJ to win. I don't want Dillian Whyte to win.
Standard.
Not that I don't like Dillian Whyte. I do like Dillian, but I just think if he wins, it's going to be nonsense because Dillian's not going to fight Fury and he's not going to fight, do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, what's the point? You might as well let AJ win.
I know you want Joshua to win, but who do you think will win? Given that Joshua's kind of been wobbly recently, of recent.
I think, even though he's been wobbly, I still think he's better than Dillian, you know?
Yeah, he's got enough in the tank to take out Dillian. Definitely.
Is it wobbly that I'm just not interested anymore? Like, I'm not hyped for it. I don't care.
No, but, do you know what? To be fair, Marlon, the heavyweight division is not the same how it used to be.
It's not even close.
I think there's too many men ducking fights, bruv. I think there's too many men ducking fights. And Tyson totally Fury, for me, is the one that annoys me the most, bro. Like, he's going to be fighting this guy in Saudi who is at MMA. It's not even a real boxing match, yeah? And I'm like, what are we doing with this, bro? What are you doing? Like, and then you come out and say everyone's a bum and this and that. I just think it's nonsense, man. It's pathetic.
Yeah, boxing is turned into a gimmick. And what the problem is, there's only a few really good heavyweights out there. And if they duck each other, and we will never... As the viewing public and the paying public, we won't be entertained. Like, these reign of boxers need to go, literally. I can't wait for them, Tyson Fury's and that, to retire so we can get rid of and start the whole line of boxing, the heavyweight boxers again, that fresh young talent. No one's ducking no one. Everyone's just going for the fights. And then we get our stars coming out.
And that's why, to be honest, the fight this weekend, that's why I enjoyed it the most. Because Spence versus Crawford were two people, I think, in their prime. And they just went out for it.
But do you think Spence and Crawford, do you think this fight should have been sooner?
No, I think it happened when it needed to happen. I think it would have been great to happen before, but they're not. I still think they're both of them are still in their prime enough, but it's still warrant a big fight.
Yeah, no, I get that. And the thing is, because what weight is it, featherweight or is it? I don't even know what weight it is.
They're light. So. They're light. I'm not going to lie. They're light.
I'm not going to lie to you. I disrespect this weight level in boxing, innit? So when everyone is talking about this fight, I'm like, who are these people? Mm-hmm. So I had to do some Googling and do some research. And I realized, I thought, okay, these guys are big boys in that division. So unfortunately, I didn't watch it because the timings were not in my favor. But I did watch the highlights and I was like, right, these guys are master of their craft, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, 100%. I believe they were both unbeaten as well.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. They were both in their things. And I think a lot of people thinking Spence was going to win. And then when Crawford won, and to be fair, Crawford knocked him down a couple of times. It wasn't a close fight. Yeah. It wasn't a close fight, yeah. And then, like, afterwards, it's funny because I was talking to my brother at the time, and there's a bit where, like, Crawford goes over to his corner. I don't know if you ever watch on YouTube or whatever. And his mum and his daughters come in the ring and they start dancing, yeah? And I'm sitting again, oh my God, bro, you're so ghetto, fam. You're so ghetto kind of thing, yeah? And then I watched a documentary about how Crawford's relationship with his mum, and then it all made sense. Like, his mum is so harsh on him. Like, when Crawford was younger, not to fight so much, yeah? He used to tell people in the area, I'll give any of you $10 if you can beat him up. Like, I'll give any of you $10 just to beat him up kind of thing, yeah?
Really?
But no one would beat him up. No one could beat him up. Yeah, like, the mum's like, I don't know, bro. You know, like, she's...
Wait, sorry, Nick. He used to say that, like, I'll give you $10 if you can beat me up, or...
The mum said, I'll give anyone in the area $10 if you can beat my ute up. But, like, she wasn't saying it on some, I think my ute is the best, yeah? She was like, I want someone to beat him up kind of thing. Yeah? And then even at school, like, he was constantly getting in fights and stuff, yeah? And in the end, the mum was like, you know, like, there was, like, hit someone back. The mum was like, no, just stop. Like, just stop. Like, it was too much. No one could beat him up in the area. But it's, like, it's an interesting documentary. I'll put it in the group. Like, it's actually, it's not long. It's, like, about maybe 10 minutes. But it's interesting. It was definitely interesting. But, if
Sorry, bro.
No, you said it's gone.
If you saw the pre-fight stuff, you'd know he was going to win anyway. Yeah, like, he told him what he was going to do to him. Like, it's like, I'm going to have you, like, wobbly. He did what he said he was going to do, basically.
I likened it to, you see, do you ever watch that football sometimes? You see, like, a penalty shootout, and you look at a man before he takes the penalty, you go, he's going to miss.
Yeah.
That's what I did. When I watched the fight, I was watching it with my brother. I looked at him at the ring walk. I said, he's not going to win. Spence ain't going to win, you know. Crawford's won this. And obviously, Crawford came out to M. So, like, that was big in itself because Eminem, like, no, don't see Eminem no more. Yeah? So Eminem came out.
Yeah, it's true.
Did the ring walk with him, and everyone's like, you can't lose when M comes and does the ring walk with you and all that kind of stuff. Do you get me? And it was funny.
What song was it?
You got to lose yourself in the moment.
Yeah, I had it in my head, you know. I had it in my head. Yeah.
It was funny because even that, there was an Ed Sheeran concert in... Where is Eminem from? He's not from Philly. Where is he from?
Detroit.
Yeah. So, Ed Sheeran had a concert in Detroit the other day. He said, oh, can I do a special song? And he started playing it on the guitar. Lose Yourself, yeah? And then he was doing all the song. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Em just came on and started rapping. The crowd went mental.
Oh, that's... Because I saw a picture of them, but I didn't know that.
That's what it was. Yeah. He brought him out.
Yeah, that's wicked.
Yeah, like, to be fair, like I said, I like Eminem. I've seen Eminem perform a few times, bro. To be fair. But yeah, there's talk of Spence wanting a rematch in December or something. I don't know if he gets one.
No, but I would have thought that would have been written in the clause, 100%.
Yeah, maybe, but I just don't. I feel like if you don't like show up, I don't think you should. If that makes sense.
Agreed.
Yeah,
it's a bit like you didn't really deserve it. If it was close, then obviously I think, yeah, you go for it. And it's also just been announced that I don't even know names, bro. Who's Tyson Fury's cousin?
Tommy Fury
is gonna fight
KSI. I'm actually really intrigued in this. I've been sucked into the YouTube boxes, isn't it?
Yeah,
YouTubers that box. I've been. Oh, allow me.
Oh, That was wild, bro.
Do you know what? I'm fully engrossed in all that. I'm intrigued because you know what? KSI has been training for a good couple of years now. Well, probably 3-4 years now. And everyone he's had a fight with, he has beat. I'm not saying he's a great boxer or anything, but you know when someone's been training really well and each fight he's progressed, his speed, his strength, his stamina has got better and better and better. So seeing potentially knock out Tommy Fury, I'm in.
Fair enough. But I will also say, I will just make one point, yeah? And obviously none of you watched the fight, yeah? And I don't know how much KSI paid, yeah? Crawford, yeah? Bruv, they gave Crawford the prime chain, yeah? They gave him a prime chain. Bruv, in every shot, he had right. this prime chain on. Bruv, he took the belts off, but left the prime chain on. Every so often, they're trying to push, you know, the light blue prime, the, I don't know what favorite it is, the blue raspberry, whatever.
Raspberry, yeah.
Kept on trying to push that in the shot, bruv. I don't know how much the bag was worth, yeah? But they really, really said, we're doing product market placement now to, bruv. If you ever get to see the rematch, you'll see it. Chain on all the time, bruv.
Do you know what? The way they're marketing prime, yeah? Every kid that I know is prime mad. And I'm like, I had to buy prime in it for myself, innit? Just to
and
taste
it. It's not
it.
Nice though, is it?
It's nasty, bruv.
Like, it's proper nasty. And then the thing is, like, so my daughter wanted one. So I was like, cool. Like, she got one eventually. Bruv, why has it been in the fridge for about 3 weeks? It's like, you know, like, you taste it. And she's like, I don't like this. Just let it sit in the fridge, bro. And it's exactly how it was when I got the prime, bro. I taste it. It took me about a month to drink it.
Nah, yeah. I'm not going to lie. It's not nice. Look, for the time, listen, if Boost tastes better than prime, they've got problems, bruv. And Boost costs £1.
Oh, to be honest, all them drinks, they're all the same, bruv. I hate them. But to be fair, prime is only a hydration drink. So it's actually just coconut water with some electrical flavourings or whatever. Whereas it's not an energy drink as such.
True. Oh, yeah. True.
And I think last week, I think when Arsenal played Barcelona, we won 5-3. They were then tweeting it was prime versus prime, innit? Because prime is the official sponsor for Barcelona as well.
Yeah, they are him and Logan Paul. Is it Logan Paul or is it the other one?
It's one of them.
It's one of them. One They're killing them. It. They're killing it.
But yeah, so that was that, boy. But also, football is kind of semi-back, bro. This week we've got the Community Shield. We'll talk more about the Community Shield result next week. But we've got Manchester City versus Arsenal on Sunday. And then week after Premier League starts. Football's bro. Coming home. I know how excited you all are. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
Oh, I'm going to have the energy every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, I'm fully excited for it to come back, but I'm also scared as well. You know, like,
You're scared that, because you don't want Arsenal to come back and not be the same Arsenal it was last year.
Yeah, they have to just show that, you know, we've improved our team as well. So it's just like, I want them to go and just go and repeat what they did, but be successful this time.
And we got this.
We were so close. And the thing is, I know everyone's strengthened and everything else, but I still think we're one of the strongest teams in the Premier League.
We are, man. But we'll talk about that next week. We'll get involved in that next week. Do a little Premier League breakdown. But also, this week has been a bit of a sad week. Well, it's been a sad couple of days, to be honest. A couple of RIPs and that. First one goes to Paul Rubens, who played Pee Wee Herman. So he passed away, I think. I want to say cancer.
It was
cancer, yeah. Age 70. So obviously he's a big man in that. I remember,
I thought he was older than 70, right?
Yeah.
I just forgot he aged. Do you know what I mean? Because I know he's been in other things since Pee Wee Herman show, but it's like, that's for me, that's when I saw him in his prime. It's like everything else he's probably been in. I'm like, your face is familiar. Do you know what I mean? But it's Pee Wee Herman show. I mainly recognize.
I haven't seen him in anything else.
Yeah, bro. You saw him in Matilda.
Matilda doing what?
Remember, he was one of the. Remember, you had the FBIs and
FBI. Oh yeah,
and the criminals. He was one.
Matilda, which Matilda? The new one?
No, the original one.
The original one. The original one of Danny DeVito.
Yeah, so he's in Matilda. He's been. He was in Batman Returns. Obviously, he was in every Pee Wee Herman's, isn't it? So, but yeah, he's been in a couple. Well, and I think he did a lot of voice work as well. So voice work, he's been like Legends of Tomorrow. He's been in like loads of things with voice. Yeah. The Smurfs, yeah. Tom and Jerry's Giant Adventure, all those kind of things. But yeah, so RIP Pee-wee. I can't call him Pee-wee Herman. That's ridiculous. His name's Paul Rubens. One that came through yesterday, and this is why I was so confused, yeah? Because Rich, you put the Pee-wee Herman one in the group yesterday, yeah?
Yeah.
So then I've gone to sleep, innit? I woke up, yeah? And I've seen in the group people say no and rah, RIP, that's so sad. I'm thinking, rah, I didn't know that many of you watched Pee Wee Herman, innit? I wasn't. It was the fact that you sent another one like couple like after sleep, innit? And that one I think was a little bit sad. I was like, wow, I don't understand. But that was Angus Cloud. And he was the actor in who plays Fez in HBO series Euphoria.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit sad. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did his dad pass away last week or something?
No, I think his dad passed away last year.
Oh, was it last year? Okay.
I think it was last year, but he struggled with mental health in general. He's been battling through it. You know, do you know what I mean?
No, man, because so, he was one of the favourites in Euphoria, isn't it, Nate?
Yeah.
Nice, deep, man. Probably young as well, 25.
I didn't mind watching the Euphoria because, you know, after a while, Euphoria got to my head, like, but I didn't mind him as a character.
Right
there. Yeah, weren't a new series of Euphoria about to come out or something? Or obviously now we've got all the writer strikes and all that stuff. Are they doing a new series?
I'm still sure. I'm pretty sure they're still doing a new series after the way the last one. Yeah.
So RIP him. RIP Angus Cloud. And also, we had one last week, which was the end of last week, which was Sinead O'Connor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's another one. Again, mental health. A lot of mental health suffering, man.
Mm. I didn't know she was so young either. For some reason, like, you just thought... just thought she was older for some reason.
Well, how old is she? How old is she?
59.
56, I think.
56.
Okay,
56. So yeah, we know Sinead O'Connor from songs like what's her big track?
S to you. And I know you're thinking of that Puff Daddy one.
Nothing
that,
compares. Not, yeah, nothing.
Yeah,
compares.
And then that Being Around the World.
No, Being Around the World.
Yeah.
Is Lisa Stanfield.
Oh.
Yeah, Being Around the World is Lisa Stanfield, and I'm not gonna lie. Like when you put in the group last week, I said, oh, and I went, that's Lisa Stanfield. I deleted the message in it because it wasn't the same person.
I was wondering why you deleted it. Like
I thought it was a bit sentimental.
I thought it was a bit sentimental. I thought, maybe you don't want to be too emotional, so I didn't say anything. I read it. I think, why did you delete that for?
It was literally, I got the two people mixed up.
You know that tune, Nothing Compares? Yeah. You know Prince wrote that?
Yeah.
I had no idea until now. Like, I mean,
it's
not now.
It's mad how many artists just collaborate with each other and they write their songs, isn't it?
Yeah, mad. It's deep.
And it was also mad because Sinead O'Connor actually had a documentary on Sky that was coming out this week anyway, before she died.
Yeah, I noticed. Yeah.
Like, there was a documentary on her that was coming out this week, and then obviously, she passed away last week. But I think, again, somebody of her family passed away and she wasn't dealing with it or something.
Yeah, her son committed suicide last year as well. It's deep, it's deep.
Yeah. I know she had recently converted, or she had changed her name and she had converted into Muslim. Is that the right word?
Islam.
Islam, thank you. I was thinking it's not in my head, you know, like it didn't sound right, but I was like, I don't want to offend anyone. But yeah, so she converted. But yeah,
she converted about 3, 4, 5 years ago, I think it was. Yeah.
Sahada Sadaka. But my pronunciations. But yeah, so that's kind of what's been going on in the world, boy. All right, look, for the last time ever on the Fully Geek Pod, like I said, that guy, ever. I'm going to hand over to my brother Richard, who's going to tell us about Love Island. They had their season finale yesterday. Hey, obviously, Kel can't be here to join in the conversation, so it's going to be a quick one. But tell me.
No, but do you know what? It's a shame that Kel's not here to kind of toast the finale. However, I'm happy to take the reins from Kel.
Okay, so you tell me who won.
Good.
Now, do you know what? Before, I'm not going to tell you who won. And you're going to say, "Oh, that's it, guys. Thank you very much. Let's move on." No. So, look, you know, with Love Island, right? When it gets to the last week, honestly, there's proper no point watching it. that's because there's no more controversy. Everything is quite smooth. Everyone does romantic meals and all that kind of stuff. So everybody knows that they're in the final. So it's a case of like, yes, guys, we made it. So let's just chill out, relax, and just enjoy our final week and potentially being a winner. But, you know, the couple that I wanted to win was Tyreek and Ella. But, you know, following their, you know, spats and the attitudes we got in the house, they came third in the end.
Sorry, Rich, sorry, 1 second.
Go ahead.
So Tyreek is Guy Lipser guy, yeah?
Guy Lipser?
No, as in Guy Lipser guy. I don't care if you don't, just
Lipser. Yeah, Tyreek.
I'm not really into Love Island. I just saw on like social and that they were saying like, Tyreek could have been a contender, but then he fell in love. Is that what happened?
No. Look.
Okay. I don't know. You know, like I was just going through the timeline and it was like, Tyreek could have been a contender, but then man fell in love. So he just...
Do you know what it is, right? Tyreek, I think at one point they were set to win the show, but Tyreek went through a couple of moments where he got too emotional. You know when you forget you're on camera and you forget where you are and there's millions of people watching you, mate. You need to just calm down. I think both of them, I think they got too comfortable because also with them, I think even Kel mentioned it previously, that they were the originals from the actual show from the beginning who got together and stayed together throughout the whole show. The finalists that were there, they kind of came in halfway, got together, and the couple that won it obviously weren't there from the beginning. So that's why I was hoping that one, they'll be the first black couple to win it, and two, they were there from the beginning. So it was odds on kind of for them to win. But you can tell for the last 2 weeks, you can tell there was bad vibes. You can constantly tell. And from an audience perspective, you already know they're definitely not going to win. So they came third. Came second was Whitney and...
Locken.
Why do I call him Cush, you know? Locken. And Whitney and Locken. To be fair, I do like them. Were they working outside in the real world when there's no more cameras? I don't think so.
Whitney's the black girl, yeah?
Yeah, Whitney's the black girl, yeah. But I don't think so. But the winners was Sam and Jess. And you know what? I do like him. But with Jess, they're not going to work it outside. But I can't see them working it outside. But I'm happy for them. Like, they won the show. But we see where it goes. Actually, there's the after sun on Sunday, so I'll let you know what happens next week.
Oh, what's the after sun?
It's like the reunion from the other couples who were previously there. Okay. So that could be a bit fiery as well, but highly unlikely. But It could be.
And was you happy with your girl Maya? Did Maya do a good job?
She does a good job every single time I see her on TV. let me tell you that. I don't know. Her stylist knows what she's doing. She knows how to get the race pumping. If you looked at my watch and what it was saying, my heart rate, poor blimey geezer, it was serious.
Yeah, be careful. She'll call you Bredriano, you know. Sorry, I'll explain to you the Bredriano joke. Margs was at a thing with Maya, and he said something to Maya like, yeah, what's going on or something? And then Maya kind of buoyed him off by calling Bredriano. Like, bruv, you're my brother, you're my brethren. There's nothing more ever. Do you know what I mean? But
that's it.
Was like the way it was like, I think he went on the Snapchat, you know, like on the socials, like, so that week, that was the new week word in town. Everyone was just calling everyone Bredriano.
She done well. But yeah, I've enjoyed this season. It wasn't better than last season, but this season definitely had its characters, definitely had its controversy. And to be fair, that's exactly what I was looking for. It kept me entertained.
You mean the last season before the last one? Because I swear you didn't watch last season.
Yeah, the second. Yeah, last summer one.
Last winter.
There's two a year now.
The last winter one wasn't great. But it was the last summer one that was was good. But guess what? Now that's over, guess what's back?
Big Brother.
That's what I'm talking. I'm ready for it, baby.
But it's not back yet though.
Well, it's coming. It's there.
Yeah, so it's been announced that Big Brother is going to be on ITV4 and ITVX.
ITV4, isn't it?
It could be ITV2. It could be ITV2.
Yeah.
It might be ITV2 and ITVX.
Bottle of the Barrel ITV channel.
The Love Island's ITV2, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
It's probably ITV2 and ITVX.
I'm ready for Big Brother.
That's the thing, is it's the one channel ain't been on, isn't it? Yeah. It's been on channel four. It's been on five. It's got an ITV in it.
Look,
that should say something though, isn't it? Really?
What's that, Mark?
No, that should say something to you. Like this show started on four, went to five, died down. Now it's going to three. Like, I don't know. Unless ITV can do something new.
Well, this is it.
Maybe.
To be honest. I'm hoping that ITV do some. They've got to try and mix up that format slightly.
Correct.
Because if you're just regurgitating the same Big Brother, it's not going to be the one.
Like, bring it back. Bring the original format back.
Bring it back to the roots, bro. Bring back us man going in the house, like, you know, like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't be bringing every man looking toned and all of that, because you're not doing this on no sunny island, bro. You're doing this.
Facts.
You're doing this in the cold autumn, bruv, when it's raining and all them things there.
Even the house looks too exclusive, you know. More prison-like.
I need to do them ones where you're knocking on, you know, like where they make the house switch on each other. Like, some of you the good house, some of you the bad house.
Yeah.
I want to see some of that stuff.
Yeah, I want that social experiment vibe to it. Yeah. That Black Mirror vibe, man. None of this, like,
But do you remember when we used to watch the auditions and they were authentic, when people used to like be in a living room and do some funny acts? And it's like, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, do you remember when they used to do auditions of everything? So we'd see the auditions of Big Brother. We'd see the auditions, like the auditions of all of them, X Factor, Pop Idol, all that kind of stuff. But not just the ones that are there to make joke, like with like normal, random Bob that lives on your road, bruv, just going to try and audition for these programs.
Standard. Yeah.
If they bring back that, I will fully be doing Fully Geek Does Big Brother exclusives, daily updates, bruv.
Man said
it's like Big Brother sponsored by the Fully Geek Pod.
This is what I'm saying. And obviously, guys, I know when I said it's the last ever time that we're doing Love Island, the reason we're going to mix up is because you, the audience, have been asking. You're saying that sometimes to get this information from Love Island, we're giving you a week. And by the time we give you the information, it's late. So next Love Island, we're going to mix up a little bit and we're going to start giving some daily exclusives. Okay, you heard that here first, exclusives. I don't know, Merv, put a bomb in here. whatever. Yeah, he's not going to put a bomb in there, but there's a potential bomb there. Do you understand? Yeah. Also, while you're talking about Maya, shout out Stormzy. He had his annual birthday party, and normally they go Fort Park, but this year he had a gala. He had a black tie gala, and the pictures looked all right, man. Looked all right. Yeah. We didn't get invited, obviously, but it looked all right.
I was saying, where's my invite, man?
I don't know. I think if I stop saying I don't like Stormzy, hopefully by next year he sends us an invite, or he sends one of us an invite.
He's proper on his Jay-Z.
Send me a suit as well.
Say again, Mark.
I said he's proper on his Jay-Z-ish right now, bro.
Yeah. They're all on this, like, let's dress up and do galas and all that kind of stuff. But the pictures did look good, man. Did look good. All right. We have been discussing Hijack for the past 5 weeks. We had episode 5 this week. We've got one more episode, so we'll bring you the season finale next week. We've had Hijack episode 5. I do apologize, Mal. I know you've only watched half of the episode.
So yeah, I'm gonna have to bounce out because I didn't think I was gonna enjoy it, guys. But Nate, I appreciate you. It's actually really interesting. So I don't want to.
It's good, isn't it?
Good. But what it like? I'm not really into the UK stuff, innit? Like BBC. But yeah, it's good.
On it, bro. Get on the UK stuff.
All right,
man.
I'm actually. Yeah. But anyway, I'll let you guys have your chat. Give me a thumbs up when you're done or something.
No worries. All right. So what do we think of this week's episodes? Was it episode 5? It might have actually been episode 6. It was episode 6.
Apologies. Come by slowly.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask one question? When the hell did it become a releasing someone out of prison? I kind of missed where this was part of the plan.
I kind of felt the same, you know, because I thought to myself, wait a minute, am I on the right episode? Like, because it kind of just went straight into the boss guy, basically, didn't it?
Yeah.
It was very left field. It was very left field because we were just concentrating on the plane. And obviously they spoke about the fact that these people are out here and they're going to take out people, they live on your road, all of this stuff, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we never knew who the quote-unquote boss was. And then they literally just dive straight into it and the boss is in prison and they want to bust him out. Pause. Yeah, they want to get him out. Yeah. So it did. I think it made a different spin on this episode because we're so used to all the episodes being up in the plane. Yeah. I don't know why I looked up in the sky like the plane's really up there, but like up there.
There now, you know. Like,
it's there now. It's got 1 hour left. And obviously in the control rooms. And yeah, we did see a couple of people get shot and killed, whatever, in rooms and hotels and that. But yeah, so it was a little bit left field. But that aside, what were your thoughts?
No, it's like, yeah, it's good because now it's intensifying. Like, obviously that Edgar guy, the boss guy, is just like, follow me anywhere. Follow me, people on a diet sort of thing. And he's doing that switch and bait kind of thing where people, like, what's his name? What's the boyfriend's name? Is it Daniel? Yeah, Daniel's following him about. So he's just like,
okay, yeah.
Yeah. And also, yeah, the Sam and crew are ready to like take down the hijackers now, isn't it? Basically. Yeah. But that fight, man, it's like Sam's character is so weak. Or is he trying not to hurt the guy? I don't know, because
it's a weird one.
It's
a weird one because you're like physically, like obviously you used to be Stringer Bell. Obviously that sounds stupid to say you used to be Stringer Bell. Yeah. But like you was an intimidating guy, bro. You're 6'5", you're an intimidating guy, bro. But you're moving like you're 5'8", bro. And that you can't, the other day when he was fighting the old man, come on, it's just nonsense.
What do you mean it's 5'8"?
He's moving like he's 6'5".
So. He's 6'5" in real life?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
It's maybe like he's made of plastic bags inside, man.
That was my thing. I just felt like Sam, come on, man. You don't have to struggle with this brother with a gun.
Mm. Yeah.
It's technically he should be beating him up without a doubt, no problem at all. But this episode, you know what's funny? It's just like, being honest, if I'm on that plane right now with these people and I see how they're acting, I'm like, guys, let's just batter them straight away. I'm not wasting no time. Someone's got to go down, and I don't mind taking a risk and just battering them because I can't see. None of them frighten me. The only reason why you're scared is because they've got a gun. Do you get what I mean? That's the only reason why you're scared. But end of the day, you must just go. You must just go for it.
And they don't seem as like. It's like they're inconsistent with their thing because like people just feel. It feels like they just do random stuff like walking around or getting up. Like they don't respect. They don't fear them as much as they should.
No one respects the thing, bro. One respects the thing. But the only one they respect is the girl.
Yeah.
And the main guy. Like, I feel they respect them too. And the black guy, the Somali-looking guy, they kind of semi-respect him because he's always on job.
That's what I'm saying. He's been consistent.
Yeah, he's on job from the beginning.
Yeah, he's been consistent.
I feel like he's got all bark and no bite, though, man.
Oh, 100%. But he's consistent with it, though.
No, but the thing is, the reason why he's got no bite is because his guns are blank.
Yeah.
He can't shoot. He's firing blanks. Pause, please. Thank you. because he can't shoot no one, really and truly. All he can do is use gun bite everyone. That's all he can do. Do you get what I mean? But no, I think the female, I don't even know her name. I think she's a bit more vicious. She's more heartless. Because I think you could tell that from last week, especially when her ex-boyfriend died. It was like, well, you know what you've got to do. We've still got to do the job.
Yeah.
So her mindset was kind of like, you still have to continue with the objective.
Yeah. And I like the way they got a message from the front to the back. We're on it, yeah? But there was two things for me. Sick. The son, I don't know what his problem is. I don't know why. The son in the house, I don't get it. I don't know what you're doing.
What son?
Sam's son in the house.
Oh, jump out the window.
Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why everyone wants to try and be a hero. You want to get in there, put a phone in. I don't understand. Just stay upstairs in the wardrobe, bro. Just sit upstairs in the wardrobe, brother. That's your thing, innit?
The fact that they've searched the house, but I haven't found you yet, and you're still wanting to come downstairs to plug in a house phone into the wall socket and the police. Get out of here, bro. Get out of here. What are you doing?
Like, police. Get out of here. Yeah, but guys, I don't mean to rush, bruv. The finale of this episode. Who thought that there was going to be a secret, bruv? So she must have been. She's in on it from the beginning.
Yeah. But I don't think anybody know. Other guy, they don't know who she is.
No, but I think the boss and them put her there.
Yeah, on purpose. As the extra backup.
Bruv, because you see my man, the pilot, he was moving like an Egypt because he should have just went from the beginning. I don't know why he was dilly-dallying for, bruv.
You know when you can go in there, shut the door, lock it, that's it.
That's what I'm saying. Why is he acting up for?
But the thing is, at the same time, initially when I first saw her, who said it? Because you know what someone said it before? There's always a secret agent on the airplane.
Yeah.
I assumed that at first she was a secret agent. And I was kind of baffled. I was like, who is she? What's going on? But until she shot the pilot, I thought, okay.
She ended him, bro. Boom, in his head. I said, woo! I said, this is what I'm saying. And this is why for me, I don't know. Hijack has kept this level of tension up from this episode one, bro.
100. And the thing is, they have every right to, because end of the day, it relates. It's a hijack, so yeah. you are literally meant to be on the edge of your seat. That, oh my god, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And every single time the episode's ended, they've left it us wanting more.
Yeah, they've done well. Done well. This for me is one of the shows of the year so far.
I probably agree because it's kept me there.
Yeah, it's a good thing you didn't say that. I know the word you was going to say, but you didn't say it. So well done, boy.
No. It is big, and I think this is probably one of, you know, Idris Elba, right? He's in a lot of films, like a lot of TV shows, right? I think this is very much one of his best ones that he's been in.
Obviously not the best because that's The Wire, but
no.
You know me, I just thought it's big up The Wire, you know what I mean? But I'm going to be honest with you, this is the first summer I haven't gone to watch with The Wire again, so yeah.
You're on those corners.
I'm saving it for Christmas.
definitely one of the good things that he's been in that has kept me there.
Let's have a quick one. What do you predict is going to happen in the season finale? Do you think it will come to a conclusion, or do you think it's going to be one of them that they leave open, ready for season two?
I don't think there should be a season two of
this. Yeah, the whole essence, the main character is the plane, and it's going to get back up on the plane, it's going to get refueled or whatever. I can't see that happening.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
But if I'm being honest with you, I actually can't. They've left it on so much of a twist, I can't even tell you what's going to happen.
No idea. There's too many players in it. Like, this Edgar guy, I don't know what's going to happen to him. Like, yeah, it seems like they have to wrap up a lot in a short space of time. Are we going to get a full hour as well? That's the thing.
I hope they do, because I don't want anything to be not done completely. You know, sometimes you have a really good beginning, middle, and the end just is mad rushed. I don't want it to be mad rushed.
But you know what? You know how they can smash it? Basically, everybody dies in it.
I was thinking.
That's the only thing I can see, like literally.
What, the plane just crashing?
The plane just crashes and everybody just dies.
Or like, basically, it's like, they just think like, no, we're going to take down these hijackers and sacrifice themselves.
And potentially what would happen is that it's a hijack and the plane crashes and everybody dies. Then they link it and then they say that it relates to terrorism in a sense from Islamic State or something like that. Because the plane is from Dubai.
What about them other man there? The man that did the switcheroonie in the car and that?
Oh, the Edgar and his boys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. This is why I'm saying to you, does it go to a season two? Because you've now made it. You've made me now concentrate on the plane. You've made me concentrate on these men that's driving the ground, the air controllers, everything. It's too many variables now.
And the thing is, they'd have to... It's the name as well. The name's too much. So it's like, even if they were to continue the story of Edgar, I don't think he's going to get Edgar. But... they'd have to call it like hijack, hijack on the ground or something.
Hijack the getaway or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But because you think about it, because from when the mum committed suicide, she did say the organization is so big, the people on your street, like you said earlier.
So wait, hold on a minute. So the mum actually died, yeah?
Mum in the road, bruv.
But these are talking about last week. I'm like, the mom's alive.
She's gone, fam. She's gone, bro. Because you got to remember, them man. Remember them man running after her. They were running after her. Remember they stopped running after her. They would have her by now if she didn't die.
What's up?
Nah, she's gone. And that's what I'm saying. They're not afraid to take a man out in this episode, this series. So, yeah. Let's have a... All right. Well, next week we'll come back for the season finale of Hijack. Marley Mar? When you're ready, Broski.
We'll come back.
All right, guys. Okay. So, we've had Secret Invasion. All right. We've now come to season's finale. It's left me with a lot of questions. All right. So last episode, we were on this Nick Fury's back. Yeah, we was on a Nick Fury's back. He's got the eye patch on. He's got the long gloves. He's got the long jacket. He's back.
First of all, you got to big up Mervs, Nick Fury. You got to pick him up.
Can't even be up there, to be fair.
That's the Nick Fury.
Sorry, that's what I said before. Back where in response to Nick. That's what I thought, bro. Man put on his coat, put on the patch, got his glove, and for some reason, everything was in different boxes. They could have all been in one box. I was so like, why?
Nah, he said, I need to make this look good, bro. Get a glove over there, jacket over there. He said, I've done the laundry. I've folded up everything everywhere. So we had the season finale. And what were your thoughts, guys? What were your thoughts on this season finale?
Very disappointed. Yeah. Very, very disappointed. Like, I was trying to pretend. Trying to pretend like, yeah. That was me throughout the whole thing. I'm like, yeah, why did you do that?
Like, okay, why was you disappointed, though?
Bro,
No, are you disappointed about what happened in the show? Yeah, well, it's all the same thing as Maha.
It was kind of like, all right, I appreciate it for what it was. Like, in general, the whole show, I appreciate it. Like, it's a kind of ground levelish in this world everywhere, alien. But, like, kind of ground levelish sort of spy thrillers thing. So, I'm not really expecting a big Battle of New York fire or anything like that. But it's like you gave the harvest, I think it's called, yeah, they gave the harvest, basically. Basically, they should be the most powerful beings in the universe, they're both of them. Like,
no, well, this is where we're going to go to, because...
remember the episode was so short as well, bro, so I just feel like that was the episode, you know what I mean? It's like, that happened and curtains that down, sort of, but yeah, it kind of like, I don't know what I was expecting. I was expecting some maybe cameo, something leading. I know they kind of hinted at probably Captain at the Marvels, because he's going back to S.H.I.E.L.D. and not board and stuff and all these other issues. But yeah, I did that last action scene. I don't know, it's kind of a bit of a letdown. Like to like the power thing just didn't make any sense at all.
All right. Okay, before we get to the power thing, right, before we get to the power
thing, okay.
Right, before we knew
that
it was Gaia and not Samuel L. Jackson, yeah? Mm. So when we think it's Samuel L. Jackson, yeah? And then Samuel L. Jackson, when Fury goes and he goes to go and fight, what's his name again?
Gravik.
And then at first, you think it's Fury versus Gravik.
Mm.
Yeah, versus Gravik. Before we knew the secret reveal, it was Fury versus Gravik. And I thought, okay, I'm really sure what's happening here. Fury, I don't know what you're doing. Fury, you're going to get beaten up. But Fury was moving. I thought, okay. All right, I was getting, okay, Fury, go on then. You've got this bad boy. Then obviously he gave him the harvest. Gravik started moving like he was someone else. Yeah. And then out of nowhere, like, Fury then switched into Guy, and I was like, okay, cool, it's not really Fury. So I thought, do you know what I mean? Because there was one bit where the arm turned a little hulkish and punched him and he flew across the room. I said, huh? He's going to die. He's an old man. And he got up and obviously we realised it wasn't him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a clever reveal.
I thought that was poor writing, to be honest.
Yeah,
because like if that's supposed to be Gaia, it doesn't make sense, first of all, for her to know the situation between Kravik, if that's his name, and Nick Fury. It doesn't make sense for him to be like, oh, you promised us this and that, and he's answering in a way Nick Fury would answer. She wouldn't know.
No, you know what? You know, actually, Marlon, because she, you know, when they take the
mind reading thing.
Yeah, they've done them. So
but did she do that to him though?
Yeah, she must have. She must have.
See, we can't be like, she must have. Like,
that's the only explanation, because that's what it, I mean. They didn't show it, but
yeah, I don't know. It's not just that. The fact that he left him in that power giving chamber. Like, he wants to kill this guy. Yeah, he wants to kill him. He let him take the harvest or whatever it's called. He puts it in the machine while Fury's in the same thing. Why not kill him before you turn it on and give yourself power? Surely you know that. I don't know. The writing just poor for me. He wanted him dead. He wanted his wife to kill him. But then he's angry that his wife didn't kill him. And then when one of his foot soldiers said, but you could have killed him here, he's like, we need him. I can't kill him. I need him for the heart. So why are you angry that the wife didn't kill him? It's just all over the place. Like when you, maybe, I don't know. I just, the writing's poor. And then it turned into them. And all of a sudden they know exactly how to use Hulk's arm and, come on. I'm like you, Merv. I wanted to enjoy it. I was like, oh, yeah. And then I just like, nah, it's just falling flat for me. And also, sorry, I'll come back. There's other things.
No, go true, bro.
Okay, so the spy, the woman, the good spy, the English chick.
Yeah.
That was Stormzy.
Oh, Sonya.
You remember there was a scene, I can't remember what episode it was, but she shot one of the Skrulls and then the security ran in, but then they saw that it was a Skrull because when you hurt them, they change back into, or they start the changing.
Form. Yeah.
Especially with the brethren of Nick Fury, when he dies, he starts changing first. So why is it the whole, sir, he's a Skrull? I'm telling you, he's a Skrull, sir. He's why not? And the woman's already done the thing. She's already shot the one guy to show, look, Skrull. Why not just hurt him? He would have changed situations. They just rolled things on for so long. And the writing, the writing support.
In the hospital, when they were like, when Fury's coming to the hospital, that bit.
Yeah. There's a few times they did that. But you know you can just harm it and it will just change. Yeah. Like, what are we doing? So, remember, Rich, you asked, how, why did he change last week? And then he got mad strong all of a sudden. And I think, well, it may be because they have to use a bit of power to obviously keep that camouflage. So I just don't know. I just think I'm not a writer. Maybe this is why the writers need to go on strike. Retire, please. I don't get it. There's a lot more, but I'm getting heated.
And the thing is, you know, is because it's Fury. Maybe I'm trying to look at it through rose tinted.
It made Fury weak, bro, for the whole thing.
I think what didn't help is that they had the, what was it, a trailer for a program that was coming out after this, and it showed Nick Fury, and I was like, so I know Nick Fury's gonna be fine. And this is one of my issue about MCU. I don't think that when you have so many shows and so much stuff in your world, I think you shouldn't put certain people in their trailers because I know that Nick is going to be fine. Does it make sense? Like, I don't know if it might have been the new, I think it might have been the new Marvel films. You know, the Captain Marvel film?
Yeah.
It's got Nick Fury in there, isn't it? Like, boss and stuff. So clearly, I know that Fury gets through this episode. He gets through this. Because they wouldn't show us this before that if it was going to be afterwards, if that made sense.
Yeah, I get that.
So, yes, the question, this left me with more questions than answers. Yeah? Is Gaia now strong enough to fight the superheroes? Is she now a new superhero?
I don't know.
She must be a super Skrull now. Yeah?
Of course, yeah. So she'll be superhero. So,
Is it that they want to?
Is she not like the most powerful being in the world right now? Like, she's got Miss Marvel's power. She's got Hulk. She's got every, like, she even had someone from Guardians of the Galaxy. She's got every power. So and again, you know, the chick came and saved the day. The woman spy was the best spy. I don't know. They just did Sam dirty in this one. I don't know if you can see it, but maybe because I've kind of binged it, I could see it all straight away. But yeah, that's. Like you said in the beginning, Nate, they tried to bring him back with that little scene and putting his stuff back on, but they didn't do it.
I guess it wasn't even really about Fury, I guess, in that sense. Like, it was about him, but it really wasn't, if that makes sense.
I think with the MCU, it's like they're forgetting the blueprints of the MCU, of this universe. So where they're expanding all their things, like, you know, I don't mind the TV. I think it's a good idea to do the TV show. I don't think all of them are being well executed. I think the more TV shows you're doing, you're stretching yourself out thin, isn't it? And it's like they just forget, like, well, how is this all connected to the major films? Where's like Thor at this time? And, you know, making an excuse of, no, I just want to do this by myself.
Yeah, like, it's personal.
Yeah, like there's too many. MCU characters to not intervene in an alien invasion makes no sense.
Correct.
You know? And even like things like you know, there's been speculation about Rhodey being turned, I think, just after Civil War, not turned, but you know, being cloned. And so he basically, if he's been locked in that place all this time, he's missed his best friend's death funeral. He didn't know that Tony Stark died. So how are they going to explain that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. There's been a lot of conversation about when did Rhodey become a Skrull. They were talking about Rhodey couldn't walk before. Now he can walk perfectly. I was like, I don't know. Innit?
That's what I'm saying. They're not. It's like they're not referring back to what has happened already. They're just getting too carried away themselves.
I'm assuming it's afterwards though, because obviously, you know, the other guy that was in there,
from Black Panther.
Yeah, gonna say Frodo from
Frodo. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Bilbo Baggins. So not Frodo.
Oh yeah,
Bilbo Baggins. Bilbo.
Oh, yeah, Ross's character, Martin. Yeah.
So like, when did he get killed? Because he must have been caught after the Black Panthers, because it has to be after Black Panther 2.
Yeah.
Sorry, who are you talking about? Sorry,
Ross, isn't it? Ross.
The white guy.
Okay. You always wore the suit, yeah?
Yeah. It'd have to be after Black Panther 2 because Shuri would have known that that wasn't him.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with the biology.
Would have known that it wasn't. But I fully get what you're saying, because in my eyes, bruv, we've never understood. Bruv, we've had the Eternals, yeah? The film, yeah?
I was going to say
and
that.
And these have been here from day one now. Come on.
In the sea.
You have not put the Eternals in any more MCU stuff, bro. Where are they?
Hmm.
They're just watching it. They let things happen naturally. That's what they say, don't they?
Bro, so these men are just here just to watch the world go by. You might as well go to your own planet, bro.
So do we have any positives from this TV show or what? Because it's a lot of negatives.
Do you have any positives from it?
It's finished.
It's finished, man.
Like, I mean, I know, Rich. I know you loved that last fight scene. I know it.
Do you like it, Rich?
No, I was just like, the CGI was poor. I'm not going to mention
CGI is poor. Okay, let's
CGI is poor. But I was like, what's going on? Like, when I first watched the TV show and how the vibes it gave me, I knew it would end like this. I knew it. You can just tell. You just like, guys, we know this is crap, right? But I know it's MCU. And MCU are going down, down, down. They're not. Everything they're doing right now, there's no justice in it. There's no, like, there's nothing where you can say, you know what, I can see where they're coming from. I don't know where they're going.
I just don't feel excited anymore. Yeah. Remember, like, when all these, remember, I always keep going back to this, but I remember when I see Monya at the end of Iron Man 2, the post-credit scene. Like, these things were exciting, isn't it? Like, oh my gosh, they're making a four. This is like, but everything now, I'm just like, okay, well, impress me. Do you know what I mean?
I said this in one of our pods. I think it's too much now. Like, we used to be excited, like you said, like when a Superman film would come out or Batman. Back in the day, it was few and far between. Now it's every other month they got another story to tell us, and because it's all part of the same story, you feel you have to watch it as well.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That, I mean, nothing on this scale has ever been done like this, ever. Well, unless it's a TV series, but for a film, like, they smashed it. It's like, at least what, between Iron Man 1 and Endgame, that was like a good 11 years.
That was of
just constant, like, they smashed it. With that many films, that many, it's a lot to manage. So they've done a really good job out of it. But I'm just like, yeah, actually, if Kevin Feige was to turn around and say, now, look, guys, we have to, I'll be like, no, you know what? It's a good time to stop. You know what I mean? And just let Marvel breathe for a while. Maybe just do other characters that you don't like. If they're going to reboot X-Men, do X-Men, but just keep it contained. As much as I would love to see, like, Spider-Man interacting with Wolverine or whatever, da da da, but it's a lot to work with, man.
Yeah, when did Disney buy Marvel?
3 years ago.
Not much longer than that.
Oh, yeah. But doesn't it kind of coincide with what, like, the way things are happening now? Because I know, I don't know, Disney are very hungry for money, right? So they'll just churn out anything.
And that's the thing. I'm like, what? They don't even need, like, they monopolize the cinema in the, or they monopolize everything, basically. So it's like you're always going to get the attention of your viewers or fans, whatever. So take your time with it. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird.
A bit random, but do you know this series cost $212 million? I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was all of it was filmed on location in London. So that's it. Yeah. And like you said, the CGI was lame. The storytelling was kind of lame. Where did all that money go? Is it just for the stars that were in it?
And why was it one arm that kept changing? Like, I don't understand. Why is it just the one arm? And it looked like Deadpool's legs, innit? When he regrew his legs back in Deadpool Was it Deadpool 1 where he had those little tiny legs in it? That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
That's on baby Thanos arms.
It's the arm for me. It's the arm picture. It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. With guy with the arm like that, I don't get it, bro. It looks ridiculous.
Sorry, go on, bro.
For me, I go back down to that, and I understand when I tried to raise this question last week here, is how does Fury now explain to everybody else, yeah, that she has all of you lot's powers from your blood, yeah, because I was harvesting your blood?
They should go mad on him.
I don't understand. For me, I still don't understand why Fury had it.
I bet what's going to happen. The powers only last for like 24 hours or something.
No, they can't. That's ridiculous.
Look, she must have Hulk's powers, like how She-Hulk has Hulk powers.
Hmm.
Because She-Hulk was the blood as well.
I reckon it's going to be a temporary thing because, I've never heard of her until this series. So unless they're looking to create a new character, then you've already got Captain Marvel supposed to be the most powerful Marvel character. So pick one, innit? Make your mind up.
But didn't that spy recruit Gaia back to be like, yeah, we're going to help each other out.
Mm.
And indicating that she's got this power. It just don't make sense how, even like what you just said, Nate, how did he even get the DNA of the Hulk, for example? How did he get any of their DNA?
Just cleaned up. What's that thing called? After they clean up.
Someone like Miss Marvel, does she bleed? Like, how do you get her DNA? I don't know. I don't know. It's a little far. You can say that, but
she bleeding.
Look, if we're all Bridgens and we're out here, and then one day Kel just says, like, he in his Batman voice, yeah, that he's got all of our DNA, that he's like, one day one of us touched the tissue, he gave us a drink, we drank from a glass, he then took the DNA. Bruv, what are you doing, bruv?
Do you hear me? He just gets threads going.
Also, one more question on it. How did she defeat him so easily? Like, how does she know how to bring about all these powers? And all he was doing was just doing his anger shit. Like, he just turned back into himself. Should he have died that easily if they both literally have the same power? Should that power have done?
That's where he's probably general as well. Skilled. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe she's undercover and fighter, isn't it?
One episode, man came out like he was like a West Ham supporter. You know, when he killed everyone in the bar and then he's like, come on, who wants it? But that don't make sense. You're an alien. Like, who wants Sam?
Like, obviously, don't get me wrong, for the MCU, it's sick, yeah? As in, it's sick that they've got her in the MCU in it. Yeah? As in her as an actress. Yeah? Considering what she's been in, all the rest of it. Like, for MCU, it's always a plus for MCU to be able to keep things. But I'm saying, we've lost a lot of people in this series as well. We lost Hill. Yeah. We lost Gravik. We lost a lot of people. Like, I need to know what the payoff was.
What's the best friend's name? I keep forgetting.
Thanos.
That's what I'm saying. You lost a lot of people. Yeah, so I hope that the payoff is worth it.
Yeah, I know, man.
Yeah.
Right, that's MCU.
And then what? Loki's out when? Next month?
Loki, no, October.
Okay.
October. The next big one is the Star Wars one.
So
we got a little break from Marvel now then.
And I'm not sure when the Eternals films come out. I'm assuming the Eternal films.
Marvel's.
Captain Marvel.
It's supposed to be November, but I think it might be delayed.
So you reckon it's going to come out after Loki?
Yeah, so it's supposed to come. It was originally supposed to come. Well, I think it getting pushed back, but its official thing now was November. But now it still might go to 2024 because of the strikes.
I hope not, bro, because you've already filmed it, bro.
Yeah, exactly. They filmed it already.
It's already filmed, isn't it? It's done.
I think it's the promo, isn't it? Because they can't promote it. They can't promote it, basically.
Oh, yeah. True stories. All right. We spoke about Special Ops Lioness last week very briefly. I know it's only myself and Merv that's watched it. We had episode 3 this week.
Hmm.
Merv, what are you feeling about it? You still enjoying it? You still...
Yeah, still enjoying it. Still enjoying it. It was intense, man. Like, and it just made me feel like, yeah, you make a new friend, and I don't know how can I put it. It's like, this doesn't feel like how a friendship should be. It's like it's an interrogation rather than like just getting to know each other. Like, oh no, wear this, wear that, do that. And I'm like, just chill in it, man. Like, let her just be what she wants to be. But yeah.
This whole we're going out, we're getting on a secret plane, going all this slide. I'm like, what? Bro, I don't think she knows what she's really put herself in for. I don't think she knows what she's put herself in for. I think she's cooking up. She's quick on her feet, like in the sense of her thinking. But I also think, I don't know, boy, you might bit off a bit too much.
It's mad, but. The thing that wound me up in this episode, man, is Joe's daughter, innit?
Rude, innit?
Oh, gosh. Listen, the writers there, they probably make you hate a character, innit? Which is good, because, well, I don't know. But, like, they make a rule, because, like, I didn't ask to be here, like, you know, what gave you the right to give birth to me, almost?
Bro, did you not think that was so woke, though? Like, that's how the generation think, bruv.
Mainly about character. The mum's just like,
so just to explain to you, man, what happened. So the mum's come in the house. My girl, she's on the hair, bare lipsing.
Dry humping, isn't it?
Yeah, bare dry humping. She can hear the lipsing sound. So obviously she's gone in. Maybe she thinks it's her husband. I don't know, innit. She's gone in the front room. She found her daughter on the sofa, no top, like a bra top, whatever, and jeans. But she's there on the sofa, lips up her boyfriend. So obviously the mum comes in, she switches, tells the child, the boy, give me your phone. The boy's like, oh, hi, ma'am, or hi, madam, or whatever. She's like, no, we've gone past that, bro. We've gone past that. Gets the phone. The daughter's like, you can't even open the phone. You don't know his passcode. The mum puts the phone up against the boy's face, yeah? Obviously, it's got the face. Calls the mum. Calls the other boy's mum. Said, hi, this is Mrs. Such and Such. Yeah. And the mum's like, oh, should I come for my son now? He's like, yeah, you need to come for him because I just caught him dry humping my daughter on the sofa, my half-naked daughter on the sofa. He'll be on the curb outside. Locked off the phone. I said, I need to learn from this. This bit here, I need to learn from. I need to be militant like that. Yeah, your child's going to be outside. Yeah? Then obviously the mum, she's trying to argue. The mum, she's like, you can't do that to me. I have rights. I'm thinking, bro, in my day and age, do you think I could talk to my mother like that? Yeah? It was, and that's what we're saying. The conversation was too woke. She was like, the mum's like, you're my child. I brought you into this world. She's like, well, I didn't ask you to bring me into this world. You made that decision. Who are you? You can't tell me what to do. I was like, what? If I was the mum, I'd have ripped her face off, you know?
And that's the thing. That's the thing. Because it's a Taylor Sheridan verse, I don't know. I don't think he's going to be...
He's not going to. He's going to allow her to speak like that. But
no, but like, you know, that one's like, I think, is their art going to change? Are they going to get like a bit more closer and stuff? Is there going to be an incident where mum saves her from something, or and she just realizes how important her mum is? Like, I want her to behave, but I don't want it to happen like that. And
I hear her mum's not around. I hear all that, but then the mum goes to the dad and says to the dad, yeah. The mum says, I just caught our daughter on the sofa, heavy petting. The dad's like, yeah, I said to her that they were allowed to do heavy petting over the jeans, but they can have no top. The mum's like, what? What are you talking about, no top? He's like, look, I got her to wear trousers, innit? Like it's one or the other. I said, what? Brother, I don't want to have this conversation.
Where are these parents from? What's their background, their ethnic background, please?
So Zoe Saldana is the mum.
Okay.
And the dad is Caucasian.
Okay.
Brother, it made my blood boil. That whole conversation made my blood boil.
Yeah, it did me as well.
I said, what? A daughter? And that's what it is. You know, like, I got daughters and nieces and all that. I can't, brother. I can't.
And what's the daughter's age?
Bruh, 14, 15, maybe older, maybe six, no, maybe 16, 17, maybe.
She didn't school though, I think. She didn't school.
Yeah,
no, it's mad. It was mad. But I think it's a good. I think it's a good TV show, to be honest. I'm quite.
No, it is.
I want to know where it's going to go, to be fair, because I still don't even know what their main objective is. I don't know if it's to take down some terrorists. I've done.
Yeah, no, it's to take. It's she because Cruz is supposed to befriend, like the partner of the terrorists. So they need to find out where their whereabouts are, so they can. They already took one of the, I think one of the henchmen or something, didn't it? And remember the other ops team? They were like, and they took that guy out.
Oh no, but I don't think that had any, that. I think that was something a totally different case.
Okay, yeah.
That's a totally different case.
Yeah, but that's the main thing. So, but that I like that because it's just I just felt the tension, isn't it? Like, how do you get these bruises? They don't see. They're not consistent. Like, I was even thinking forensics wise. Like, yeah, it's true. Wow, it makes sense. You know, like the bruises are like the size of a fist and everything like that. So, yeah, man.
And then it was the way that other guys were going to switch. Like, yeah, we're going to get that guy, and then she was like,
yeah,
I told him to do it.
Yeah.
In my head, I was like, you did too much, though, bruv. You know, like that. You did too much.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, like I said, Special Blindness, it's on Paramount Plus. It's always worth a watch. One show that we were going to speak about, I know, but Kel's not here, so we'll leave that, which was the one, the animated one. But I don't think you've watched it either, have you, Mono?
No, not yet. Right, I kind of forgot, to be fair. Sorry, you just reminded me.
Sorry, we'll do that next week. All right. We had Super.
Remind me, sorry, Rob, what's it called again?
Invincible.
Yes.
Invincible. We had Super Powered, the DC story. And I generally, like I said, and I know I spoke about it before, like, for me, I learned so much from it. It's a 3-part documentary, basically kind of documenting DC and how DC came to be, and from the origins of DC Detective Comics to where we are now with the whole DCEU universe.
Mm.
And it talks about the comics, it talks about the first Superman film, it talks about the first Batman film, it talks about how they had to reinvent themselves, Wonder Woman, how like we've gone from comics to like the TV series. And like, one of the things I thought was quite interesting, and it's weird because the MCU have done it slightly different, is they likened the TV shows to almost like the comics, like digital comics. Like, you can go on different comic arcs in the TV series that you can't necessarily do in a film. And I think that's why I guess we've always said the DC films are better than the MCU films, TV shows, sorry. Because they don't do the same. Like, MCU almost make it an extended film.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If that makes sense. Like,
Yeah.
They could have, like, if they had done this like an arc, they could have made this Samuel L. Jackson one, Invasion, however you wanted to. But they kind of wanted to do it short and sweet because it's just an extension of the film, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas The Flash and Arrowverse was its own thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, which, like I said before, I don't mind that MCU done that. They should have just they just need to remember where they started from to keep it consistent. Anyway,
and we know in MCU it might turn out in a year's time everything ties up together and we go,
true.
That Kevin Feige is a fucking genius. Yeah, but this DC stuff, like, I think for you, Marlon, like Kel and Merv, like, just because I know that you lot are proper DC heads, I think you lot would fully enjoy this. When they talk about the first Superman and they talk about like all of the Supermans that you lot spoke about, so even in episode 200, when we start talking about the first Superman and that, in this.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, raw, sick. And not, brother, I can't, I don't want to like wax lyrical about it without you lot seeing it because I feel like I'm just talking, but it's good.
Like I was saying, it's just, it's kind of like, we've seen it before. Well, most of us have seen it before, but it's just refreshing. Like, I'll never get bored of like watching these documentaries. And obviously, it's a bit updated because they're kind of doing more with the current times. Like, so they are putting the Arrowverse in there and stuff. And it's kind of deep though, man, because there was a lot of things that were missing from that. And maybe it might be bad blood, like, or maybe just people wasn't available. Like, Zack Snyder wasn't in it at all. He was mentioned.
Yeah, but I think there's bad blood between Zack.
Yeah, I think there's bad blood because he was a massive part in the DC. But yeah, he was kind of MCU, wasn't it? So
yeah,
that was a bit of a shame. And like they didn't even mention Richard's favorite Superman, Superman Returns. They didn't do that either. Like, so I was expecting to see Bryan Singh because he kind of rebooted or brought that Superman back. But yeah, it's deep because you know like how they were talking that like everyone talks about Superman just being like, oh, he's boring, he's a boy scout and all that stuff. Well, actually, when they were kind of saying like, well, no, Superman, he's selfless. He puts other people before him. It's like he's got a lot on his shoulders, but he's always trying to maintain that, and it's a hard job to do, isn't it? So it's showing Superman in a light where it's like, actually, yeah, I can understand why people still like you. You are hopeful, literally.
Just to let me back off that. I forgot what I was going to say. So I was so in listening to what you were saying. I had something, but yeah, it'll come back to me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it speaks about every time they've had to almost reboot it. When the comics weren't doing amazing, how they've had to reboot stuff. They talk about when, for example, Watchmen, how they took a risk with the Watchmen TV show, which obviously, like I said, you know when the Watchmen TV show is fucking sick, yeah?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They speak about, like, even with the Batman, when the Batman TV show, you remember the old school Batman TV show? Where you
go, yeah, 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 yeah.
Pow! And Robin, yeah. Pow. They were like, nah, that's not what we wanted. Like, they, yeah. Everyone just thought Batman was a joke, you get me? Like, he was a full joke, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then they had to kind of
still is. Him.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like some people, he still is. It talks about like the risk of putting Michael Keaton as the first Batman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I've definitely seen bits of this documentary.
Yeah,
wasn't it on Sky?
Yeah,
Sky documentary.
It's on now.
Yeah, I've seen that. No, but we've seen this before.
No, we haven't.
No, this is a proper one you're talking about, Rich. That's not the one.
Yeah, the one we spoke about last year is a totally different one.
Yeah, okay, and that was like with all of them. This is like just DC.
It's just DC.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, because it's actually being shown now on Sky, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think yesterday when I walked in the house, episode 2 was on.
Yeah. And even with Joe Shuster and Jerry Siegel, they got done over, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, cause, yeah, that, and it's weird just seeing these two guys just they kind of based it off kind of themselves in some way as well. Like, you know, one of them wears glasses and stuff. And yeah, it's like they just, when companies get involved, yeah, we'll take that from you and bye-bye. Do you know what I mean? And it kind of does almost resonate to what's happening right now, the writer's strike. They just don't get no thing. Brilliant. Yes, you know what's really deep? Like, it kind of changed my perception completely. Because I used to do art in school, so Roy Lichtenstein, heard about him, and it's like you see his iconic kind of big poster comic type pictures, and what he done basically is like, oh, he saw that from a comic book and he just drew it big. He's earning like millions from his pictures, whereas that comic book artist will earn like what, $15 a day. It's probably deep, bro. So I didn't even know that happened.
Yeah, like I said, from the comic and from the inception in your head. So like it, what we see now and what we're so into in the sense of the TV shows, the films, the animated series and all that, is like it's a multi-billion pound industry, really, isn't it?
And it's crazy because I know a lot of these creatives in the DC world, like you've got Jim Lee, you've got Greg Berlanti, Walter Mada, like all these. But they're kind of just all circulating each project. So, like, whenever you see credits in any kind of DC thing, you'll see their names will pop up as producers, writers, research. Like, it's crazy, man. It's probably like literally a little DC universe going on.
Yeah, nice. For me, like I said, I think, Richard, you'd love it. They even talk about Black Lightning, when, like, how they needed to get a black superhero in and all the rest of it. And they even, like, where they do, like, not off shots of the DC comics, but like they have their different little franchises within the DC.
Yeah.
Concentrate on these different kind of things. It's like Malcolm X, all that. It's like proper, it was interesting, man. For me, it was proper interesting, especially because like I'm into it, but I wasn't from a child, if that made sense. I wasn't a comic book head. Like, you know, Steve, I came to the party late.
Do you know, Steve, I think this is the first time I've ever heard Robert Pattinson speak normal, like in his actual normal voice. Because I think, huh? It's not, that's what you sound like, yeah? Like, it's a deep, bro.
Yeah, no, it was good, man. And I had it, yeah, even like the fact that they saw The Flash originally as a way of restarting, rebooting the franchise.
Yeah, they cashed in on that, innit? Yeah.
And that's when they came out with the 52 Worlds.
Yeah. New 52.
Yeah. You know what? Sorry, you just reminded me. So I remember when I kind of started geeking out when I was buying comics a few years ago. And they were telling me... They're telling me about this new 52 thing, and I didn't understand it. Like, I was trying to get the comic people that was selling me these amazing comics, what that meant. But thank you. You just literally, in just that 5 seconds, you explained it.
Yeah,
52 different comics all at, like, yeah, one time, and just from the, because the Flash Rebirth, no, not Flash Rebirth, Flashpoint film storyline, actually, was supposed to just be a one-off story about the Flash, isn't it? Just it's like, and like they were saying, they always had to kind of just bring new blood to the DC. So they're like, actually, let's use this point where he's reset the universe, to whatever. I can just bring the new 52 in.
Yeah, so we can bring in modern characters. So, like, for example, Superman's not in the 60s anymore. We'll modernize him.
And yeah, that's when they lost they got rid of the pants, the underwear as well, isn't it?
So, yeah,
like. And but they've done I'm surprised they didn't talk about Rebirth though. Because it's not New 52 now, it's Rebirth.
That's the comics that I started buying. So I started from volume one of the Rebirth.
I've got that as well.
I was a bruv, every week, you know, I was going out, what's that thing near Tottenham Court Road? What's it called?
Rhythm Planet.
See. This is why I love you, bro. Yeah.
But then that's what I'm saying. They were saying that even with the comics, what they started doing as well is they started doing graphic novels.
Yeah.
So, because you can sell graphic novels everywhere.
Yeah.
And like, I have the graphic novel books, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Instead of actual like paperback comics, I now have the graphic novels. And you have these books that can have as many stories about everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, different things. I've got one over there, Black Panther. I remember my mum got one for me when I was younger, like Storm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's when I realized like Storm wasn't just like one of the people that just ran along with the X-Men. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was powerful within herself and all the rest of it. So, like, it is that, like, yeah, no, it's proper good. It's a proper good series, man. It's a proper good documentary.
I'll definitely jump onto
it. Sky, yeah?
Yeah.
It's on Sky documentaries.
As well, isn't it? I
think
Isn't it on YouTube? Highlights of it.
The trailer was on YouTube. I don't know if they've got the episodes on YouTube.
Okay. Can someone send me their Sky password?
And it's also
on your Marlon app.
It's also on the Marlon app. All right, cool. I was going to pretend to watch Barbie for the pod. I started watching it for the pod, yeah. And I said, why am I doing this to myself, bro? Like, not even that it was boring, nothing. But I said, why am I doing this? I'm not being true to myself. Yeah. I wasn't going to watch this by myself, so I'm not going to do it. So I haven't watched it.
I still might, you know. I'm tempted. Like, you're thinking, no, I can watch it. I know what.
No, but you can watch it, but I'm watching it by yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Even for the pod, don't watch it by yourself, bro.
You only need one person to watch it anyway, and then they can report back next week. It's fine.
But you know what it is? I feel like we missed the craze of Barbenheimer, innit? That's the
100%.
I feel like we couldn't have reviewed Oppenheimer without doing Barbie at the same time. It's just we missed the opportunity. Oh well, bro, we can still talk about it personally.
That's what it is. If you want to be my guest, boy. Has there been anything else that anyone's been up to or watching recently?
Finished The Crowded Room.
Yeah, The Crowded Room, massive, bro.
Oh, I thought it was finished last week when you was talking about it.
No, it was the other day it just finished.
Okay.
Yeah, it ended really, really well. I stopped watching the actual Netflix, the True Life episode. I mean, documentary about it, because I didn't want to... Because I didn't want it to spoil it for me.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what was going to happen in the end.
Yeah.
So I kind of stopped watching that and it's made sure I finished this Crowded Room. But I loved it, man. I just felt it was so deep. You know, it's like, and the way they explain what they're trying to explain, how the different personalities are in his head, and they're battling and they're constantly battling each other.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know, man. Tom Holland, man. Seriously, I understand why he's taking a year off of work, because this TV show must have taken out of him mentally. And the fact, you know, when you're playing the role and you want to get into character, so you go and you know, you go and study the illness first of all.
Yeah.
And then you speak to people. So he must have done all of that.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it? He smashed it. Listen, this guy can act, you know.
Yeah, like, 100% can act.
I definitely think he's like, I mean, I love him as Spider-Man, but and he's still young. He's got plenty of time to you know, really flesh out his acting. He smashed it. I like the way he done the. Obviously, he's British anyway, but he's playing an American that does a British accent. I'm like, how is that even possible?
That was good. That's when he was in the courtroom and he became. What character was he then?
It's that Jason Isaacs character, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's smashed it. He's smashed it. Honestly, he's just. Obviously, if you haven't seen. You haven't seen it, have a watch, but there is a documentary on Netflix. I don't know how Kel found it. Kel must have got so engrossed into it. Man did some serious research.
It must be his algorithms, isn't it? You know he watches that stuff anyway. So.
Yeah, you're right. So the true story is on, what's it called again on Netflix? Is it Monster Inside?
Yeah, I think.
Monster Inside, it's on Netflix. But the thing is, the crimes he was charged for in the crowded room are not the same crimes he was charged for in the actual true story. So the true story, he did wild stuff.
Okay, yeah.
I can imagine, man. Yeah, for them to do it.
It's Monsters Inside, the 24 Faces of Billy Milligan. That's the Netflix documentary.
Yeah.
They had the last end of the series of The Witcher as well, the part two of The Witcher came out.
But they got poor ratings, right?
No more Henry Cavill now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And he's going to MCU.
Captain
Britain.
Yeah, that's it. Something like that. And he's going to be doing Warhammer as well.
Who?
Warhammer. Those little figures, those little, like, he's a big fan of that, isn't it? So
proper nerd, you know.
He's proper. And but that's the thing, like, if he knew his Witcher craft as well, and I think they were saying that he's a bit difficult to work with, but I think apparently they weren't doing it right, innit? So that's why he had a lot to do. He was challenged, innit? Because they weren't doing it right. So I hope that he gets to do a franchise that he really likes and actually give him a lot of creative power for it, because
Wasn't he the one that brought The Witcher to them? Didn't he like come to them and say like
something like that? Yeah, something like that.
So then, how can they then turn around and say, "Oh, he's hard to work with because he wants to do it a certain way"? He brought the idea to you.
It's the hierarchy.
As far as I know,
the hierarchy, I suppose, isn't it? You got the people on top. No, you'll do it our way.
And I guess it didn't help when he was going, "Yeah, ha ha ha! I'm going back to being Superman." And then they took the Witcher off him, didn't it?
That's exactly what happened as well.
But you know, I don't know, man. I feel like, who can you sue in them kind of days, isn't it? Like, who do I get my loss of earnings for?
That's the thing, but people love him, man. So he'll always have work. I mean, unless it just thinks like, you know, I'm not going to do any acting anymore.
Yeah, I guess even then he'll have some money. Off the back of the DCU documentary, I started watching Chinese Born American on Disney because they spoke about it on that, which I thought was weird because it's on Disney.
It's on Disney?
Yeah, it's on Disney, but I was thinking, is it a DC thing? But I started watching it. I'll feedback next week in to say what I think of it. I think me and Eng watched about 3 or 4 episodes today.
What's it called? Chinese Born American?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kept on popping up on my algorithm as well, so I thought, you know what, let me actually just try and watch it. Yeah, Chinese Born American. There are some episodes, I think one episode is really hard to watch because most episodes in Mandarin. Not hard to watch, that sounds bad, but I mean,
I know you mean.
You got to concentrate.
Speaking of concentrate, and I watched a film called Train to Busan Like, it came out 2016. I know I mentioned it in a group, but if you haven't seen that film, and you're, it is a horror, like, but it's not as horror-y as you'd think. But yeah, the film's deep, really deep. Train to Busan, watch it.
Would you say they take on a kind of comedic take on it? I know it's a horror, but is it?
There might be some bits that you might laugh at, not because it's necessarily funny, but you're just thinking like, this is crazy, wild, like what? Yeah.
And it's in the daytime as well, right?
Yes, yeah, daytime.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think I know what it's about. I don't want to say it.
There's all a there's also a Train in Busan 2.
Yes, well, I think it's
Peninsula. Yeah, but it's not a direct sequel. It's in the same universe, though. It's mad that like TV shows just do this, like films just do this now. They say stuff like it's in the same universe.
I know. Yeah, that's I'm scared of watching it because I'm like, I don't want it to ruin my experience. Yeah, man.
All right, cool. Well, it's got to be a lot, guys. It's been a lot. Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen with the MCU. We don't even know what's going to happen with Hijack Episode 7. All right. Guys, it's a 202 episode of Fully Geek Pod. Thank you. Rate, comment, subscribe. Please, like I said, guys, it doesn't cost a thing to share. Share, like, subscribe. See you next week. We out.